York.
It's a story that we started the week with. When are over 12s getting vaccinated? Well, this morning, the Health Minister Joe Pathler announcing that 12 to 17 year olds will start receiving their jab from next Wednesday. In fact, Dr. Jaco Deakin from the Federation of South African or Governing Bodies of South Africa joins me now. We spoke on Monday and was quite prescient that we spoke, that you're saying that you're hoping that at least grade 11s and 12s, youngsters who fall in that cohort, would be able to get vaccinated before final exams. Your hope coming true.
Yeah,
by the end of the week.
You called it, but I think it's good news. The vaccination sites will not be at school, so I think that's also good news for the education sector, that we can focus on the education. I think there are more than enough vaccination sites, so the learners can simply go to one of those sites and proceed with the one jab only.
it's extended beyond what we thought. We thought they'd go for at least 16 to 18 year olds, but opening it from 12 year olds, so that sorts out an entire maybe a late primary school and a high school population. So how many school children are we actually talking about?
Well, we talk about more or less 6 million learners, so that's a huge cohort. So I think it's part of the drive to get to that 70% before the December holiday, and I think government is really serious to say, before we go into a possible fourth wave, let's do everything possible to prevent that. So obviously we'd like to encourage the learners and their parents to take them to those sites and proceed, that we can have a proper December holiday and start the school year with less risk than this year.
Because as we saw last year with rage parties happening, we've already have the organizers of summer rage saying that we're only going to allow people who show some form of proof of vaccination. Now this opens now up, I guess, all the youngsters who would go to a plet rage. Whether we would have had this vaccination drive or not, another summer under lockdown would have been very, very difficult for young people, wouldn't it have been?
Yeah, no, absolutely. I think just for the whole industry, tourism industry, and to take the pressure off the health system. But still, if you go and attend those rages, or like they say in the Western Cape, jab before you jaw. So be responsible. Think about your peers and your friends and your family members. And be responsible. Whether you still attend the rage jab or not, still follow the protocols. We shouldn't relax the whole process as we proceed. But let's do everything in our power to keep the economy open and try to live as normal as possible under these circumstances.
Dr. Jaco Deakin is the CEO of the Federation of School Governing Bodies in South Africa. Thanks so much. With his reaction and thoughts to the Health Ministry announcing this morning that children between the ages of 12 and 17 now up for vaccination. If you have a kid that falls in that cohort, let us know. How do you feel? Do you feel relieved? Are you perhaps a parent who's not going to agree to have your child vaccinated? But what if they want to enjoy a summer? What if they want to go to a place like, for example, a rage, where they would need to show a proof of vaccination?